And now the nameless tune, Colin Campbell's Netherlorn Cantrip, which the Beaver Society editors J.P. Grant and Archibald Campbell called the Battle of Old Erin tune number one in their second volume in the Beaver Society's second series. It might perhaps be interpreted along the following lines. Hearin, hearin, dro, dro, yulioran. Hearin, hearin, dri, 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 yulioran. Follows Colin Campbell's thumb variation. Yundri hoodly hardly yodan, yundri hardly hardly yodan, yodly hoodly hardly yodan, yundri hoodly hardly yodan, yodly hoodly hardly yodan, yodly hoodly hardly yodan. Hyundly hoodly hardly yowan, yodly hoodly hardly yowan. Then is doubling. Hyundly hoodly hardly yodly, hyundly hoodly hardly hoodly hoodly yodly hardly yodly, and so on. Slowing as you come to the end of line three to step slightly back down into the short, more or less. Yodly, highly, highly, yodly, hun, and ho, and ha, and yo, and then, and ho, and ha, and ho, and yo, and then, ho, and ha, and yo, and then, and ho, and ha, and yo, and ho, and ha, and he, and ho, and yo, and ho, and ha, and yo, and hen and ho and ha and ho and yo and ho and hi and ho and the doubling you step up a bit obviously. Hen and ho and ha and yo and hen and ho and ha and ho and ho and ho and ha and ho and so on. Coming off the end of the shoal doubling into the two of the singling. Yo and ho and ha and ho and ho and yo and ha and ho. Hundred and ho, dred ha, dred ho, dun. Hundred ho, dred ha, dred ho, dun. Yo, dred ho, dred ha, dred yo, dun. And so on in orthodox fashion through your singling, coming off the end of it. And dred ho, dred ha, dred ho, dun. Yo, dred ho, dred ha, dred yo, dun. Hundred ho, dred ha, dred yo, dred hundred ho, dred ha, dred ho, dred yo, dred ho, dred ha, dred yo. All perfectly straightforward. And then Colin Campbell moves straight from his end of his two over doubling into his cooler singling, of which he plays singling and doubling of the cooler moves. No mark. And two over doubling. And so on through your cruel singling. In perfectly orthodox fashion, coming off the end of it. Modern convention would dictate, obviously, that you repeat the ground at the end of the tune. Although the compiler of the Netherlorn manuscript gives no indication that this should happen. As I recollect, anywhere in his manuscript.